Guys, good morning. This is Dr. Muhammad Firoz Alam, Department of English, BN College, Bhagalpur. My dear student, today I will talk about folk etymology. In historical linguistics, folk etymology is usually described as a type of false analogy, which alters the form or meaning of an unfamiliar term so as to reflect the connection that speakers think that exists between it and a better known or better understood word. As a result, the target expression begins to be spelled, pronounced, or used in a manner that is consistent with the false etymological origin that speakers ascribe to it. This phenomenon, therefore, can be interpreted as an attempt at de-obscuring words that speakers feel to be obsequious. They are not used to their form, pronunciation, or meaning. Folk etymological changes usually affect borrowings and old compounds whose morphological constituents have become obscure throughout of time. My dear friend, it is very interesting to know that folk etymology as regards as native compounds among those that have become opaque and have undergone transformations triggered by misconceptions concerning their etymological origin are words such as bridegroom and hamburger. The former derives from Old English bridegooma, suitor, from bride means bride plus gooma, this man, which evolved into bridegroom during the Middle English period. However, by the 16th century, an intrusive R was inserted in the second morpheme and the word developed into bridegroom or bridegroom. The other alterations correspond to general spelling conventions. This change seems to have been motivated by the influence of the word groom, young man, servant, a term more familiar than go to the Middle English speakers. In the case of hamburger, from hamburger, native of Hamburg, the association with the word ham, cured meat, due to phonetic and graphemic resemblance, led to the insertion of a new morphological boundary, hamburger, and in turn to new creation such as the blends, cheeseburger or fishburger, where burger has come to mean bun. All in all, as stated by Melkin, folk etymology refers to a complete absorption on associative grounds of one lexical unit by another more frequently used or better protected. For this phenomena to be successful, the assumed etymology must be shared by a large number of speakers after its initial development by some individual. Here, my dear student, it is equally interesting to understand the folk etymological changes which occur regularly in the English language and by speakers. Family is another clear case of a folk etymologized loanword. In the 12th century, English borrowed the word family from French, which was a diminutive of femme, young woman. 2 centuries later, English speakers, unfamiliar with suffix "ely," altered its spelling by assuming a connection with the word male, while seems to have been reinforced by the fact that both words "family" and "male" used to appear in contrast and by the existing parallelism with "man," "man," and "whim" plus "man," "woman." So this is my short lecture, and in the examination folk etymology, it needs the short answer, because the question will come to write the short notes on folk etymologically. Thank you, my dear student, for patient hearing. In the next class, I will discuss about another topic which is left out during the classes of college. Thank you very much again.